When they first heard us, we were working at a club in Hollywood called the Whiskey A Go-Go. And the A&R man, producer, Tom Wilson, came in. He heard us play one song. It was the Watts Riot song. And that's sort of an R&B type thing. So he figures, oh, a topical R&B group, just what we need. You know? So he phones up the company. Oh, we got one. We get into the studio. You know, that was 2 months later. We go into the studio to record. And they didn't know what was happening. He got on the phone. We did Any Way the Wind Blows. That was the first thing we recorded. And the second thing we did was Who Are the Brain Police? And by the time we finished Brain Police, his head was going around like this, you know, and he says, what happened to that other one that I heard at the Whiskey A Go-Go? And he called back to New York and he said, we got something strange happening here. And the whole project just expanded incredibly. You know, everybody got real thrilled all of a sudden. They thought they really had a hot item on their hands. Then the cost of recording Freak Out kept booming. Instead of starting off saying, well, you guys are real swell, we're going to give you $20,000, which is approximately four times the cost of the average rock and roll album to manufacture, and you're going to turn out one heck of a good album. Instead, they kept trying to keep the budget down, but it expanded up to $20,000. They reached that point. They didn't want to spend any more and figured, well, it'll sell. We'll spend $5,000 promoting it. So when it was finally put on the stands, our promotion budget on the album was what you'd call peanuts. Absolutely Free had a promotion budget of $25,000 and consequently got up to about number 20 on the charts. Freak Out never got up to number 20 on the charts, but it's still selling after about a year and a half. And it sells regularly between 4,000 and 8,000 copies a week, and it won't stop.